Hello. Welcome to another episode of Black Serendipity. I'm your host, Janikia, and in this episode titled, Know Who You Are, Transforming Relationships Through Self-Discovery. We're going to dive into the power of self-awareness and its impact on the relationships we cultivate. Now, I'm going to start doing something a little different, just this time, I do believe. But Colossians 3, 23 through 24, that's our scripture, and please forgive me for my pronunciations, but it says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you are serving. I like to implement God in everything I do, at least try to anyway. Lord knows he probably don't want to participate in some of the things I do, but he is a great guidance for me to stop. But listen, if you're new or if you're returning, grab a snack, your favorite beverage, and let's let it do what it do. I'll see you in a moment. Okay, welcome back. You know, many times we find ourselves engaging in arguments and conflicts that drain our energy and hinder our growth. But what if I told you that by truly knowing who you are, you have the power to change the dynamic of these interactions? When we embark on a journey of self-discovery, we gain deeper understanding of our values, beliefs, and personal boundaries. The self-awareness allows us to choose our battles wisely and shift our focus from unnecessary arguments to constructive dialogue and personal growth. Wait, what do you think about that? Like, you know, there are three risks you definitely have to take in life. Always. And that is one, to trust love one more time. Two, open up again after getting hurt. And three, always tell them how you feel. Yeah. But how do we put this into practice? It starts with embracing our authenticity and standing firmly in our truth. By knowing who we are, we become less reactive and more intentional in our responses. We can navigate conflicts with grace and respect, fostering a healthier and more productive change of ideas. Think about that. Think about those three risks that are a necessity to take in life. To trust love one more time, to open up again after getting hurt, and to make sure you tell people how you feel. As you're contemplating those, I'm going to step away for a moment. I'll be right back. It's important to remember that knowing who you are doesn't mean you have to change yourself to please others. Instead, it empowers you to set healthy boundaries and prioritize your well-being. When you are grounded in your identity, you can choose to surround yourself with people who uplift you and support you rather than engaging in toxic relationships. Also, recognize boundaries. Don't get upset at others for enforcing their boundaries. And I believe you know when someone has set a boundary for you. for themselves. As a parent, I realized my children's boundaries early. Please don't get it twisted. I'm a mom, so of course I breach those parameters. But as they age, and I became more vibrant, I'm not only recognizing their boundaries, but I gave them more respect to those boundaries, as if they were landmines. I do this for all of my family members. Because I do this because they've evolved. I've evolved. And I want them to respect my new boundaries. For example, when someone say, "Leave me alone," there's no argument from me. I accept it as a challenge, and I try to rise to the occasion. You see, because here's the key. When we focus on our personal growth and keep moving forward, we create a positive ripple effect in relationships that we have. As we continue to evolve and embrace our authentic selves, the people around us are inspired to do the same. And it's a beautiful cycle of self-discovery and transformation, because that road goes two ways. When they ask you to leave them alone and you oblige, hopefully memory serves them well and they won't come bothering you. You see, my friends, I think we should all make a commitment to know who we are, to celebrate our uniqueness, and to approach conflicts with empathy and understanding. Because as we keep moving forward on our personal journeys, we'll find that arguments that once consumed our energy are replaced with meaningful connections and profound growth within ourselves. Think about that. I guess another person I'll introduce into Black Serendipity is my brother Avery, because he used to ask stupid questions like, "Is that what you want to be doing when the good Lord come back?" Yeah. So you really have to think, is it worth it? Like, would you like for God to show up in the middle of this argument? We're going to talk more about the transformative power of self-discovery and its impact on our relationships. I need to step away again just for a moment, but refresh your drink. I'll be right back. As we navigate our personal journeys of self-awareness, it's important to remember that growth can sometimes challenge our existing relationships. People can last longer in your head than in your life. Let me say that again for myself and for you. People can last longer in your head than in your life. However, the process of knowing who you are also helps you cultivate more authentic, fulfilling connections. When you truly know and embrace yourself, you gain clarity on the type of relationships that align with your value and aspirations. You become more intentional about surrounding yourself with individuals who uplift, inspire, and support your growth. And it's natural. It's natural that you evolve. And as you evolve, some relationships may no longer serve your highest good. Although this can be challenging, it's vital to prioritize your well-being and align yourself with those who appreciate and celebrate the real you. Remember, this journey is not about getting even with other people or seeking revenge. But we all know who karma is and what we call her. It's about personal growth and creating a positive impact on your own life and the lives of those around you. As we navigate disagreements or conflicts, it's important to approach them with empathy and understanding. That's very important. Focusing on open and respectful communication, we can find common ground and forge deeper connections. It's about finding resolution and growth instead of engaging in futile arguments. Of course, I've gained access to that beautiful age of you can go argue with your damn self because I said what I said and it doesn't come with explanations. And baby, it's a beautiful age and a beautiful space to be in. As I am discovering myself, I could be me and she ain't new. Although I'm discovering new things about me, she's not new. She's just more open. She's expanded her territory and placed boundaries. And you can too. You can do that at any age. Growing up, I had this family. I have a family that said, do it. Like, if it was something I wanted to do, no one stopped me. They said, if that's what you want to do, do it. But they also reminded me, before you do, think about the consequences, who and how it will affect. And if you're good with what the consequences are, do it. Of course, at this beautiful, ripe, and spacious age that I'm in, I'm reaping some of those consequences. But you know, I don't regret any of my lessons. And I challenge you to do the same. Acknowledge your consequences. Do it if it feels right to you. But don't burn bridges. That's my personal advice I give to you. Don't burn bridges. Because I promise you, one day you'll have to cross that bridge. Maybe you can walk under the bridge, place a under construction sign on the bridge, walk on the other side. I don't know. And if someone does that to you, burn a bridge or whatever, hey, forgive them. Just remember not to walk that path again because that bridge is shit. So listen, my dear listeners, embrace the power of self-discovery, know who you are, and let it guide you in transforming your relationships. Surround yourself with those who appreciate your authentic self. And remember that your growth inspires and empowers others to do the same. I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Black Serendipity. Stay tuned for more empowering discussions in our upcoming episodes as we continue to explore topics that uplift and inspire you on your journey towards self-discovery and personal success. Until next time, keep knowing who you are and watch how your relationships flourish. Remember, you're worthy of love, respect, and growth. Have a great day.